Well, we're going to start with events actually happening today. Got a few events, including weekly community recycling. The collection day is today.
That's right. So as we always talk about on Tuesdays from 11 to 1 is our weekly recycling opportunity. And also I wanted to just let everyone know that not only are they accepting recyclables, but they also accept trash, debris, appliances, furniture, and other that service in an effort to help all of us as citizens keep our community clean. So please take advantage of that. And then go ahead and mark your calendar for Saturday, October the 5th. That will be Community Cleanup Day. And we will talk about that as the weeks progress. But I want everyone to know that on that particular day, the sanitation yard will be open from 8 to 3. And again, you'll be able to drop off all those things I just mentioned, the recyclables and everything else, but you will also be able to drop off tires on that day, and the tree dump will be available for free. And prior to that, earlier in the week, you'll be able to do some personal document shredding on October the 4th and the 5th from 10 to 2 at Class LTD. So we'll just be talking about that a lot as the weeks progress, which will be here before we know it. The city's also going to be putting out dumpsters in the downtown area and around the community, just so we can clean everything up.
Yeah, and certainly. It's going to be, once again, every Tuesday from 11 a.m. to 1, and then every first Saturday of each month from 8 a.m. to noon. But, of course, also a couple of other events happening today, including a Candidates and Convos Political Forums.
That's right. So, you know, we're getting ready for the election. And in Independence, we have we will be electing people to the 446 Board of Education, to the City Commission, and also to the ICC Board of Trustees. And the library is hosting an event this evening at 6 o'clock. And it's, like you just said, candidates and conversations. And you'll join the school board candidates this evening at the library. And they're just going to be on hand to answer questions and help you become an informed voter at the polls. Gary Hogsett will be the moderator.
All right, and so also, of course, tonight, another recurring event that happens the second Tuesday of every month, but it is the second Tuesday tonight, so a Southeast Kansas Cancer Support Group.
That's right. That is every Tuesday at the Nazarene Church out on South 10th Street at 6:30. It's for cancer patients, cancer survivors, their family members, friends. Anyone who is affected by this disease, the support group is for you. And this evening, Keith Donkus, I think is how you say his name, he is actually a cancer survivor, and he is going to be there to be an inspirational speaker and talk about his journey of survivors, being a cancer survivor. So if you're interested in any more information around that, please call Valerie Davis at 331-4099. And Independence Family Medicine is the sponsor this evening.
All right, certainly really appreciate the support group there. And so then we move to this weekend. We've written a lot of stuff about this here at KGGF Radio and on our website, kggfradio.com. But it is finally here, the 12th annual Can-Okla 100 Mile Highway Sale and Citywide Rummage Sales.
I know. Can you believe that? It's time to turn your trash into someone else's treasures, I guess. But that is this weekend, the 13th and the 14th. And the maps will be available at the chamber office and some other locations around the community, such as Egbert's, Jumpstart, Casey's, Annie Mae's, Mikey's, and Fleas Antiques, Hager's Market, The Daily Reporter, and the City of Independence. Lots of places to pick up maps. And we have over 100 sales. We have gone on Google Maps, plotted all of the addresses on the map, and tried to make it as user-friendly as possible. And we're expecting a large crowd, so a couple of things. So either get out and shop till you drop at some of these sales that will be in our community, or get on the road and make the 100-mile highway pass. Or if that's not your thing, just be overly hospitable that day, because we're going to have lots of people in our community. They're going to be here in Coffeyville. Mm-hmm. And we want everyone to enjoy their time in our community and stay as long as possible.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a good chance to really kind of show what this part of the state can show, as a lot of people find their way in. So,
You're right about that, because we have people in our hotels. They come in. A lot of them will fly in from mm-hmm. the coasts, And then they will rent trucks and drive back home with all of their goods that they have purchased. We hear this every year. So this is not just for all of us, you know, all of the local people.
Yes.
This is actually for people a long ways away are coming in and snatching up all of the great things that we have here in the Midwest and then taking them back out to their flea markets, putting them online, whatever, you know, repurposing them. Whatever they're doing with them. And like I said, we're glad that they're here because they're going to shop, they're going to eat, they're going to put gas in those vehicles, and it's an economy driver.
Yeah, certainly. And I've heard a lot about it. I'm excited for this weekend. I'm excited to see the area come alive. So then on Friday as well, we also have another Independence home football game. They're going to be hosting Labette County, and it's also a very special night for the military.
It is. It is actually Military Appreciation Night, but on Fridays, we are all encouraged to wear red on a regular basis, but in particular, we're going to really encourage everyone to do it this Friday. So this means wear red from the time you get up in the morning and put on your clothes for the day, keep that red on, clear to the game. Now, you would think, okay, we're playing Labette County, they're red. We should not show up in red, but we are going to show up in red because it's not about Labette County and it's not about the Bulldogs. It's about military appreciation, and red stands for remembering everyone deployed. And so that's the significance behind wearing red on Fridays. And in particular, this Friday as a community, like I said, we're encouraging everyone to put on something red in support of our servicemen and our servicewomen that are keeping us safe and are making that sacrifice.
Yeah, definitely a great cause. So everybody, if you've got nothing to do on a Friday night and you're in the Independence area, why not make your way out to that home football game before, college football on Saturday? So on September the 14th, on that Saturday, another item we've talked about for the last couple of weeks now, but it's also here this weekend, and that's the EAA fly-in.
That's right. We've been talking about this for lots of weeks now. I just visited with the people that are planning this event. They said they have between 40 and 50 kids already signed up, so we know that's going to increase this week. It is Celebration of Flight. It's out at the Independence Airport this Friday from 8 to 2. Breakfast and lunch will be served for a small fee, and there's going to be experimental aircraft, antique airplanes, kids' activities, flight simulators. The Young Eagles flight will be there, which means you can get signed up online by going to youngeaglesday.org. And if you are between the ages of 8 and 17, you will be able to take a free plane ride. So this is all in an effort to promote the love of aviation, make sure that people are aware of all of the career opportunities that are out there. I mean, after all, we have Textron Aviation, who has put us on the map as the single engine aircraft capital of the world. So get out to the airport this Saturday. It's going to be great weather. And if you're not, if you don't fall into that age category of taking a free plane flight, at least you can just enjoy all the planes flying in and taking off. So.
Yeah, certainly. And so that will be this Saturday. And then we move forward a few days, but on September 19th, apparently it's Chamber of Commerce week this week. Did not know about that. Apparently Matt did, though. But next week there will be a ribbon cutting at the Washington Historical Residence.
That's right. So the Washington Historical Residence at 300 East Myrtle is the former Washington School. And they have kept the historical integrity of that building and turned it into senior living. And they will be having an open house that day. I believe it starts around 10:30. And at 11:15, the chamber will cut a ribbon and congratulate them as being a new chamber member. And also they will have the building open so that you can take tours of the building. I've been in the building. I've been in some of the apartments. It is really, really cool. So everyone should come out and check that out.
All right, and so then on September 20th, a couple of events, including another ribbon cutting at the Magnolia Blossom Inn, and then the Health on Purpose Wellness Fair.
That's right. So this happens once a year. It's very important you mark this on your calendar. It will be Friday, September the 20th from 7 to 12:30. So you want to get there early. It's a great way to get your health in check. They will be doing blood draws for $25, PSAs for $6. You can get vitamin D, vitamin B, shots for $15 a piece. They'll be doing a lot of free screenings too. So they'll do blood pressure, BMI, balance testing, hearing testing, oral cancer, They're going to be offering flu shots for $25. So that's always a great way to get that taken care of. And again, there will be lots of booths set up, lots of opportunities to learn more about your health and ways to keep your health in check. So demonstrations, freebies, door prizes. Just make sure you block some time out on Friday, September the 20th, to go to the Wellness Fair.
Yeah, certainly. And so then we move forward a day. And, we mentioned that cancer support group earlier, but, of course, the first stage in that is just noticing that you maybe have something going on. And so the Coffeyville Regional Medical Center, they're going to be offering free cancer screenings.
They are. So this will take place, like you said, on September the 21st. That's a Saturday. And this is sponsored by CRMC, but the University of Kansas Cancer Center and the Midwest Cancer Alliance, okay, along with the Masonic Lodge, the Fortitude Masonic Lodge 107, they sponsor this, and you basically come into the lodge. They have it all set up, lots of privacy, and they do cancer screenings completely for free. If they find something, they give you all the medical information that you need to then go to a doctor and get that checked out further. The address of the location of the Masonic Lodge is 2000 West Laurel, and that will be between 9 and 12. And I encourage everyone to come and take advantage of this free opportunity to, again, get your health in check. You know, if you catch it early, mm-hmm, you can get it taken care of before it becomes a very serious issue.
Yeah, absolutely. And then there's an item that I'm a little bit interested in. Also on September the 21st, we've got ourselves an open talent contest, SEK Kids Have Talent.
That's right. This happens every year. September the 21st at 1 o'clock will be a free talent show at the Wesley Center. And you can get application forms and rules, and there's going to be a judging rubric. You can find all that information under Kids Have Talent at the website at the Independent Science and Technology Center. And that website is indyscitech.org. So IndyScitech.org. And entry fees are only $10, very affordable. And you can also pick up the entry forms at the Science Center, which is at 125 South Penn, or Uppercut Boxing. And it's a fundraiser. The Modern Woodman Fraternal Financial Organization is matching up to $1,500. And so, again, the money goes to support the Uppercut Boxing Club and the Independent Science and Technology Center. They have two categories, children 5 to 11 and youth 12 to 18. And you need to get your applications in by September the 17th.
All right. And so definitely would like to see a lot of people participate in that because, it's always great to see what kids are talented in and kind of see that talent brewing as they grow up. But then also, once again, on September 21st, we have an event, some singers and songwriters at the Meadowlark Lounge.
That's right. So the Meadowlark Lounge is patterned after the Bluebird Cafe in Nashville, Tennessee. This will be the second Meadowlark Lounge event that we've had in our community. It's at the Independence Historical Museum and Art Center at 123 North 8th Street. The concert will start at 7 o'clock that evening, and it will be featuring singers, songwriters. They will have appetizers, refreshments, and it's all to benefit the museum. It's $20 per person. I went last time. It's a lot of fun. Great food, just great to hang around and talk to everyone, and then all of the singer-songwriters get together. They play and they talk, mm-hmm, and it's incredibly entertaining. So I just encourage everyone to mark that on your calendar. Going to be a busy day, but Saturday, September the 21st, for the Meadowlark Lounge. You can also go on the Independence Historical Museum Art Center Facebook page and their website to get more information, or you can call 331-3515.
All right, and so then we jump forward to September 24th, another candidate forum, this time held at the Civic Center.
You're right. So we did talk about the candidates and combos political forum this evening. And then again on the 20th, and that's only for the school board, I think I mentioned that. But on the 24th, the chamber is sponsoring a candidate forum that will take care of USD 446, Board of Education, as I mentioned before, the city commission, and the trustees. Now we have that all broken down so that you don't have to come for the entire evening if you're just interested in a particular election. So how this will take place is at 5:30 for 1 hour, we will do the we will listen to the candidates running for 446 Board of Education. At 5:30, we'll take a small, 6:30, we'll take a small break. And then at 6:45, we will start the forum for the Independent City Commission. That will last to 7:45, then we'll take a small break. And at 8:00, we will start the ICC Board of Trustees, and we will finish up at 9:00. Our moderator is Dan Reynolds, who serves on the Chamber Board of Directors, a local attorney, and he's been our moderator before. And then we're asking that if you have any questions that you would like to submit for this forum, that you send them to the chamber. The chamber address, email address is chamber@indkschamber.org, or you can call those questions in to 331-1890. And again, we're putting together all of the questions. So you, if you have a particular question for not a candidate, but just a question that you would like to have targeted, be sure and call those in. The more questions we have, the better forum we're going to have.
All right. And so then heading into that Thursday of that week, of course, September the 26th, we're going to have ourselves a 3-day event, a Veterans Roundup, which is a partnership to increase community service.
That's right. So Veterans Roundup is an event that will be held at the Civic Center from 9 to 4 on September 26th, 27th, and 28th. And it's all about making sure that our veterans know about their benefits. There, according to the local veterans, I've heard that there are, you know, like 4,000, I think, veterans in this area that do not have, that have not signed up for their benefits. Mm-hmm. And it's important that they know about this. And so our veterans have put together this event solely to be able to help them come in and get help on filling out that paperwork, learning more about their benefits, as well as a lot of other information. So this is strictly for our veterans, and we want to make sure that everyone knows about this September 26th, 27th, and 28th from 9 to 4 at the Civic Center. And if you need more information, you can call Ryan York at 330-6934.
All right. And so also on that Thursday, September 26th, there will be the fourth annual event, Rock the Block Street Celebration and Community Fair.
Yes, so the library does this in an effort to make sure that people know all of the opportunities there are in the community. So, like the chamber will be there, mm-hmm, to have a booth to talk about what does the chamber do in your community. Or the Rotary Club will be there, or the Optimist Club will be there. A lot of people want to join organizations and civic clubs. They don't know, mm-hmm, what there is in the community. So this is, just as it says, it's a community fair. So if you are interested in being able to have, you know, a booth there or set up a table, be sure and call the library. They can get you set up. They're going to have other activities such as touch a truck, some carnival games, story time, some arts, you know, some make and take art crafts. And then again, there will be this community fair, and there's going to be music, just lots of fun. That will be Thursday, September the 26th from 5 to 7 at the Public Library. And the location of our library is 220 East Maple Street.
All right. And so after that, when we get to that Friday, another Independence High School football game. Of course, this time the Bulldogs, it'll be homecoming. And everybody I know loves homecoming, and they'll be facing right here, Field Kinley.
That's right. So that will be Friday night. So get out and cheer the Bulldogs, no offense, but cheer the Bulldogs on to victory. But it's always a fun game. I love the Coffeyville Independence athletic, mm-hmm, rivalry. And so those are always extra fun games to attend. So we will be playing at home at Independence on that Friday evening. Kickoff is scheduled for 7. And then on Saturday, the fun continues with our downtown movie night. It will be our last movie of the season. We're showing Wonder Park. And pre-show activities start at 6:30. The show will begin at 7:30. Pre-show activities will have two inflatable bounce houses, one inflatable slide, all sponsored by the Baptist Church. We're going to have all of the, you know, the movie popcorn, the popsicles, mm-hmm, the fire department will be down there. Lots and lots of activities, fun things to do for just that hour before showtime. And then bring your blankets or your lawn chairs down, the entire family, and enjoy the movie that will start at 7:30, our final movie of the season, which is Wonder Park.
All right, and just want to mention that Coffeyville Independence homecoming football game, you can hear it. right here on our cluster of stations. Matt Jordan will have the call for that one on over on the FM side, Star 98.9. But then we do have a couple of saved dates to conclude here today. One in October and then one in November.
I appreciate you letting me say that, give you the couple of shout-outs. So this is important. We have Trunk or Treat on Halloween, and we do not need extra kids. We have plenty of kids. What I need is trunks. So if you are interested in supporting our youth and keeping them safe on Halloween night, making it easy on parents to do one-stop trunk or treating, and you want to bring your car down, decorate your trunk, pop the trunk, pass out candy, and be a part of a community event, it's great fun. You know, I heard somebody say one time, well, I want them to come to my house. And while I want them to come to my house too, that evening is all about making it easy for kids and parents. Mm-hmm. And it's hard sometimes because they need to get back in bed so they can get to school
yes.
the next day. And parents are getting off work. They're trying to get their kids fed. You only have that small little window of opportunity to get them out and trunk or treat.
Yes.
And you've worked on their costumes and everything. And Trunk or Treat is a way to just get downtown. There's usually about 100 trunks. Kids can just walk around. They can get tons of candy. They can see their friends, and parents can see each other. It's just a great community event. And then there are those people who sometimes have transportation limitations, and they can't get out and drive their kids all over, you know, the community.
Mm-hmm.
And so they can just get downtown, you park your car, and you can, again, have a great time with Trunk or Treating. So I need trunks. So please mark your calendar for that. And if you are someone who would like to participate in Trunk or Treat by having a trunk, I need you to call the chamber office at 331-1890. We will get you all signed up. And then in November, I need your help again for the Veterans Day of Honor event. And we have lots of veterans, and we want to show them our appreciation by putting together a great parade. You know, if we just have a few things in the parade, that's not nearly as much fun as mm-hmm. if we have a 20 or 30 minute parade. And the way you have a great parade is people participate. So if you have, you know, you're involved in your church or your youth group or your business, you don't have to put an elaborate float in like we just will have experienced at Niwala,
mm-hmm.
because that's Niwala, and we go all out for Niwala, and we go all out for veterans, but we do it differently. We put on our red, white, and blue. We hold our flags. We put up our banners that just say, we appreciate our veterans. We make, you know, small floats, and we just walk as groups to show our appreciation. So again, if you are interested in having an entry, maybe it's an antique car, maybe it's just your vehicle with your family in it, waving flags, going through, showing your appreciation. Anything is acceptable in the Veterans Day and parade. As long as we are honoring our veterans, please call the chamber at 331-1890, and we will get you in the parade lineup. And the bigger the parade, the better.
Yeah, absolutely. Big parades, always good parades. So that is the entire list. If you couldn't tell, lots to do, and we only covered about maybe 20% of the list of upcoming events, and that took almost 23 minutes to get through. So obviously a lot to do. Do stay engaged in the community. It's a lot more fun when everybody is involved. So once again, Lisa, thank you very much for stopping by, and we'll talk to you again next week.
Thank you. I'll be here.
That was Independence Chamber of Commerce Director Lisa Wilson once again with us. We'll have Fox News coming up here in just a little bit, and when we come back, Open Line will begin here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.